KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly sunny sky here in Atlantic. It's 60 degrees. We look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high of 78. The National Weather Service did issue a dense fog advisory for portions of the southern two-tier counties of Iowa, and that should be in effect for about another hour or so as the fog begins to dissipate. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Creston Police Department reports a man from Adair County was arrested Friday morning on drug and other charges. 49-year-old Jack Howard Davis of Orient was arrested at around 10 a.m. in the 200 block of South Peterson Street in Creston for unlawful possession of prescription drugs and driving while revoked. Davis was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. 40-year-old Carrie Lee Starlin of Creston was arrested at around 2:45 a.m. Sunday for a simple domestic assault. The woman was later released from the Ringgold County Jail on a $300 bond. And at around 9:15 p.m. Sunday, 50-year-old Michelle Shell of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for theft in the fifth degree. Shell was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. The Creston Police Department said also that two residents of the community reported break-ins on Saturday. A person residing in the 1000 block of North Birch Street told police that at around 12:30 a.m. someone broke a window on the south side of his residence. And a woman living in the 100 block of East Irving Street reported to police that someone broke the driver's side rear window out of her vehicle while it was parked outside of her home. The two incidents resulted in a combined loss of $400. The Creston Police Department says no injuries were reported following a collision that caused a total of $11,000 on Friday. Vehicles driven by 64-year-old Sandra Peterson of Corning and 42-year-old Kara Lynn Adamson of Huxley collided at the intersection of Town Line and Lincoln Streets at around 2:30 p.m. Officials say Peterson was traveling east on Town Line while Adamson was traveling south on Lincoln Street. Peterson said she saw a vehicle stopped at the next intersection and someone walking around it. She was watching the other vehicle and entered the intersection against a red light. Peterson's 2005 GMC Envoy struck Adamson's 2010 Toyota broadside. Authorities cited Peterson for failure to obey a traffic control device. Federal authorities have accused a contractor employee of altering and submitting false invoices that resulted in nearly $808,000 in overcharges to the Iowa Transportation Department. The Sioux City Journal reports that Jenna Wilson is charged with making false statements. Online court records say she filed the notice Thursday that she intends to plead guilty at a hearing scheduled for today in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. The records say Wilson raised the per-unit price on polystyrene fill used in the 2016 reconstruction of the Interstate 29 interchange at Salix. The polystyrene fill was improperly invoiced, or rather was properly invoiced, by its original supplier. Another Democrat is joining the race to be Iowa Secretary of State. Des Moines small businesswoman Deirdre Desjier formally announced her candidacy on Sunday. The 31-year-old owns Kaleo Enterprises, a marketing firm that helps small businesses with branding. Desjean says that one of her priorities would be to boost turnout in local and midterm elections, as well as presidential and other statewide balloting. Desjier was a field organizer for the 2012 Obama campaign and directed the campaign's outreach to Iowa's African-American voters. Already in the Democratic race to replace Secretary of State Paul Pate is former congressional candidate Jim Maurer. The Republican Pate hasn't publicly said whether he will seek another term. Officials of the Cass County Auditor's Office on Friday have released the list of candidates who have filed their nomination papers during the filing period that spanned July 10th through August 3rd for the September 12th school board elections. In the Atlantic Community School District, incumbents Josh McLaren and Christy Pellet, both of Atlantic, have filed to run for re-election at their at-large seats on the board. In the Cam School District, incumbent Gary Dinkla of Messina has filed to run for his South District seat, and incumbent Chuck Kinsey of Oneida is again running for the North District seat. Nick Kaufman of Adair, who is an incumbent, is running again for his at-large seat on the Cam School Board. In the Griswold School District, incumbent Scott Peterson of Elliott is running for re-election in District 3. Incumbent Scott Donald K. Smith of Griswold has filed for re-election in District 4. Three men have filed to fill two at-large seats on the Griswold School Board. They include incumbent Robert D. Peterson of Griswold, along with Aaron Hauser of Henderson and Bruce Brunk of Griswold. Candidates who have filed nomination papers for the Iowa Western Community College director seats include District 4, Scott Robinson, and Randy Pash in District 9. All offices are for four-year terms. And the Montgomery County Auditor's Office Friday provided a list of names of people who are running for the September 12th school board elections in that county. In the Red Oak School District, there are three vacancies in those who have filed nomination papers, including incumbents Brett Blackman and Kathy Walker, along with Roger Carlson. In the Stanton School District, there are three vacancies as well. Nomination papers were filed by incumbents Mark Lindgren and Brian Bates, along with Amy Tibben and Travis Taylor. In the Villisca School District, there are two vacancies on the school board. Incumbent Leland Shipley and Terry Dalton have filed to run for the seats. And for the Southwest Iowa Community College Board, three incumbents in Montgomery County have filed their nomination papers. Dennis Davis in District 1, Jerry Smith in District 3, and Zach Gonzalez of District 6. Kevin Britton filed his papers to run for the District 5 seat. Voters in Montgomery County will also act September the 12th on the adoption of a public measure asking if Southwestern Community College, merged Area 14, be authorized to continue a levy of a tax not to exceed 6 cents per $1,000 of assessed value in any 1 year for a period of 10 years. That'll begin July the 1st of 2018 if approved. A continuation of the 10-year levy would mean monies raised through the tax would be used for the purchase of instructional equipment. The deadline to pre-register to vote in Montgomery County's school election is 5 p.m. September 1st. After that date, you may register to vote at the auditor's office there and vote absentee. Officials ask that you please register prior to Election Day if you've not already done so. The deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail is 5 p.m. on September the 8th. The election will be held September 12th, as mentioned, with the polls open from noon until 8 p.m. If you have any questions on where you will vote or anything else pertaining to the election, contact the Montgomery County Auditor's Office at 712-623-5127, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., or go to www.montgomerycountyiowa.com on the web. The Linn County Auditor's Office is the last four digits of thousands of voters' Social Security numbers accidentally have been emailed to four email addresses. Auditor Joel Miller blamed a computer error by a worker fulfilling a legal request for voter data from the Linn County Republican Party. The mistake occurred Friday morning. Miller said his staff has reached people at three of the four email addresses. They told his staffers that the emails have been deleted, and he said the fourth address could be that of an inactive email account. Secretary of State's office has been notified. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state of Iowa does not need to engage in cash flow borrowing to cover the state's financial obligations next March and April.
I want to just ensure Iowans, you know, we have almost $500 million in cash reserves. I don't think this is a time that we need to be short-term borrowing. I don't think it's necessary.
State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald has been arguing the state should borrow a lump sum in September, and then it can be invested and earn interest until the spring. That's when the state enters a lien period waiting for Iowans to pay their income taxes while still making massive monthly school aid payments and meeting state payroll. Fitzgerald says the state nearly drained its cash reserves this past spring during that same period. Reynolds will use her authority to withdraw up to $50 million from the cash reserve this fall to cover any red ink the state budgeting year that ended June 30th. If the deficit is larger, state legislators will have to reconvene and vote to withdraw more. Reynolds says the accountants are still reviewing the books, waiting for state agencies to turn over any unspent funds and for bills owed to the state before the June 30th to be paid.
I want to just reassure all Iowans that our bills are being paid and have been paid and are being paid. And we're continuing to collect the facts. We're doing the due diligence that we need to be doing so that we can make a decision, an informed decision on the procedures moving forward.
Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett is running against Reynolds in the 2018 Republican gubernatorial primary. He's been criticizing Reynolds for the way she and former Governor Terry Branstad have been using the state's cash reserves this year to cover ongoing state expenses rather than make deeper cuts in the budget. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.